What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shay.
And I'm Shannon.
And we have got an exciting debrief right now because we went to New York together.
We did.
What a fun trip, dude.
I lost 10 years of my life.
Oh, yeah.
So I will now be dying at...
I've aged. I feel like I smoked 18 packs of cigarettes.
That's how I feel. I've been waking up the past couple of days being like, God.
Yeah.
I need to heal. I need water. I didn't drink any, well, that's a lie. They came to our door.
They did come to our door
and they said, here's water.
And cookies.
I'm like, how did you know?
Yeah. Okay. So we'll start from the beginning because this whole trip really was just like going. Bus, club, another club. What was the last part? It's fine.
No sleep.
Exactly. Okay, so let's start day one. We get on the flight. It's an easy beginning in the flight. We're going to the airport. We get there on time.
Oh yeah, actually getting to the airport.
I had Chick-fil-A in the morning. I was set, happy, good.
Yeah.
And then we get on the airplane, and that was a fun little flight, other than...
Oh, wow.
You want to know what enrages me more than anything?
Oh, you tell them. Because you were fuming.
An annoying mother on a plane. Excuse my French. Because why? We're on a smaller aircraft, okay? I don't know what it's called. I'm not going to give you any details.
It's a 2x2.
It's a 2x2 row.
2x2 row.
And these ladies in front of me. Listen, when it's kids, I'm like, I feel for you. I love you. I'm, you know, like, I support you and I hope you're okay. You know, that's how I am with kids.
Peace and blessings.
But when you're a full grown adult and you're annoying the out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, my. We had a 2-hour flight. From the moment we sat down to the moment that we landed, these two ladies were talking and talking and talking. And guess what? You know, it's not surprising. Mm-hmm. They're pageant moms.
Yeah, that was not right when you clocked that and you told me. And I was like, you know what? I'm not surprised.
I got so angry that I started to get invested.
You were like, I hope your daughter loses. I hope she loses.
I know. I do have also extreme flight anxiety. Like if there's any turbulence, I'm going to be like so scared out of my mind. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. And you can tell me that it's like a plane's in jello. I don't care. I don't believe you. I feel like I'm going to die.
Look, I mean, it does not. I don't care if you're like, yeah, it's like they're in jello and you believe that, which is actually true. But, but when you feel that plane, drop and you hit a pocket where it actually drops and you can literally feel it in your stomach where it's like airborne for a second, that is when it freaks me out. I can do the and it's shaking, but it's when it literally you feel it drop. That is the worst feeling in the world.
It's the most terrifying thing. And I'm like, I don't really get scared of a lot of things. I actually have a little bit of adrenaline. I'm a little bit of an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah, actually, I'm the opposite.
Right. Except for when it comes to planes.
I'm over here calling. I'm like, it's fine, Shay. It's okay. Shay's like...
No, I'm
We're
literally
taking
like,
off.
Is everybody else good? Am I the only one freaking out? Everybody else is good. I'm the only one freaking out.
Also, wait, two things. Before, the night before, you're like, are you a little scared? And I go, what, to go to New York? And you were like, well, yeah, because so many planes have been crashing. And I literally went, bitch, this is not the time to be saying this the day before we're about to get on a plane.
That was aggressive. That was unnecessary.
But I was like, all right. Night before, we'll be fine. I'll just say a little prayer.
Say a little prayer for you.
But then we're on the plane and these stupid moms.
Oh.
We are descending.
The pageant moms.
Descending the plane. I was going to bring up about how I had a dream last night that we got in a plane crash. I was like, and she goes, probably not the best time. Well, we're on the ground now. It's fine.
No, what else did they say? Girl, what else did they say?
She was like, well, you know, if someone were to hit us on the ground, it's fine. It wouldn't do anything to this plane. And I'm like,
yeah, no.
You guys are just speaking some bad juju right now.
Bad juju. Also, when we were up in the air, one of the moms was like, oh my God, did you know, I read up on Google yesterday. I saw that turbulence can't make a plane crash. Did you know that?
We're fine.
And then I looked at Shannon and I was like, oh, okay, that makes me feel better. And then she goes, but it definitely can. Are we Are we so serious right now?
I actually was dying because like literally 5 seconds before this, I'm like, Shay, it's good, good, good. I have a friend who's a pilot. And he told me turbulence is actually like he kind of likes it. Like it's like being on like a little roller coaster, whatever. Right. I'm like trying to make Shay feel better. And like turbulence isn't bad. And then this lady starts saying this and Shay's like, okay, yeah, she starts feeling better. And then the minute the lady goes, yeah, but it definitely can't it just take us down.
I went, take us down. And I was like,
I went, man, you're not helping.
Dude, and they were just the loudest, whatever. You know what?
It was a little source of entertainment.
I'll say it. Whatever. I was mad, but like, I'll get over it. We're fine.
That was funny, though.
It was funny. So anyways,
yeah, JFK is, I've heard, quite hard to fly into. It's not the best.
Yeah.
The LaGuardia, I feel like, was better.
It was. It was definitely, like, foggy, but it was good. And when we got there, it was, like, when we got in the Uber, I was, like, okay, I'm fine. Like,
deep breath.
We're good. But as soon as we got to the hotel, it was, like, unpack your bags, makeup's on, get dressed, go to your first event.
I'm, like, in the Uber, and we have all this anxiety and stress, like, leaving the airport and getting the Uber, and, like, we're on such a time crunch. And then I sit there, and I realize, go, I ain't got shit to do. Oh. And I go.
And you look at me, and you're, like, I can't, I'm going to go there and I'm going to lay in the bed.
I'm going to take a shower.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait a second. I ain't going to do anything. I really embodied your stress because like, we got to get her there. We got to get her.
I know. Well, that's like my one thing too is like, I'm not a stressful person at all unless I'm late. If I'm late to anything, high stress, high anxiety, don't talk to me until we're there.
Especially something of this like caliber. Like that's why I was like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm turning into my mom and we are getting there and we're getting the Uber and we're knowing where to go and we're
it really did work out with perfect timing.
Yeah,
like because I found out after this because I usually would be like on time but then we had no choice, we were just late. Like we were like 40 minutes late. I accepted it, it was fine. I sat there, I got my makeup done. That was honestly my favorite part, sorry to sidetrack, but I loved hanging out with Lauren, our makeup artist, and I just, like, we just chatted it up. Like, that, out of everything, was my favorite time.
We also haven't gotten our makeup done by Lauren in a minute, too. Yeah. So we were, like, catching up. Debriefing and everything. And that was so much fun.
Oh, my God.
And then we're sitting there, and Shay goes, Shannon, can you do me a favor? And I was like, yeah, what's up? And she's like, can you give me a glass of champagne? I was like, oh, call me Miss Bartender. Here I come. I'm literally over here like
it was the perfect ratio.
Thank you. Because I literally grabbed the champagne out of the mini bar and I'm literally like, okay, orange juice, got it. And I'm like at the table. Shay's getting her makeup done. I'm like pouring the champagne and like dashes of orange juice. And I'm like,
when does it look perfect?
I know. I go, eep. Yeah. And then I went, ooh, a lot of champagne. I go, eep. And I'm like,
it was a beautiful mimosa. I literally didn't think twice about it. And usually I'm like, okay, you know, it could have, you know, perfect mimosa. So anyways, that was my favorite part. And it was so good. I literally like, when I sat down in the makeup stand or in her fucking room chair, I was like, ooh, I feel good. This is where the cloud nine feeling started. Like, holy shit.
Oh,
it didn't end.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't end.
It did not end for a long time.
Until I landed right up in Nashville.
It kept going.
So, but I ended up just being like so late to my first event, which was perfect.
Yes.
And that set the tone for everything else. Girl, do not be early. Do not be early. No. Be and iconically, fashionably late.
But I also said to Shay, I was like, to be honest, I have this feeling where an event is 2 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're making it 2 hours because they know
everybody's
girls are
show
not
up.
Showing up until 30 at the minimum.
Right.
Late. They're showing up 45 minutes to an hour late.
And like when you're just by yourself too, it's like, oh, I will not. I refuse to be there first and like have no one to talk to. Like I want people to be feeling it a little bit, be comfortable with the space so that when I walk in, I can kind of like get a feel.
You can maneuver.
Yeah, I can maneuver.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. Oh my God, the first event. It was so good. It was like in Grand Central Station, which is like so New York.
It was
so New York, brother.
The clock and everything.
The clock.
I love how it's like, that's what I'm like.
I walked in and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've only seen this in like Gossip Girl, but it is just grand. I feel like girls. I'm a small town girl going to the big city. Like, that's just my story right now, okay? Is this going to be like a Christmas movie? small town girl. Well, wait,
it kind of was with the snow.
It was a little bit.
Shut up. Okay, guys.
We'll get to the snow. No. The dirty snow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we get there, and it's just so grand. It's so beautiful. And, like, oh, my gosh, everybody is so kind. I don't know if I've met one mean person this whole trip, and I was shocked about that. At the fashion events. And so I went there, and then we were going to get, like, photos taken at the big clock.
Yes.
And then the guy from Summer I Turn Pretty was just right in front of me.
What's his name?
Oh, my gosh, I'm finding it right now.
Pretty eyes, curly hair.
Oh, he's, like, dating the Summer I Turn Pretty girl right now in the season.
Married.
No, he's married. I'm saying in the show.
Oh.
He's now the boyfriend. Okay, Jeremiah.
Spoiler alert.
Jeremiah from the Summer I Turn Pretty.
What's his actual name?
Gavin.
Gavin. That's what it is. I was like, I know what it is. Yes, the guy who plays Jeremiah, yeah. Gavin.
Oh, and him and his wife, like, aura times a million.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Please, I'm obsessed with them. And she is, like, just, like, such a, like, a, like, she just has got it, like, that class act.
Oh,
perfection. Stands there so beautifully with a perfect little smile on her face at all times. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. I wish I wasn't feral.
I wish I wasn't feral.
Yeah, but it was so, I was a little bit starstruck.
Okay, so Shay goes to that event, and then she comes back, and we eat food.
Ooh, we had really good pasta.
Yeah, we had some pasta.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we're eating, I'm amiss getting ready, and then Shay's got to go to another event.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one where you were starstruck.
I was having imponderable dinner about the ass. And so I show up to the YSL beauty event. Ooh, the second I walk up, I changed my outfit, by the way. I changed my whole look.
Oh, yeah.
I got there because I only packed for like 3 nights. And I was like, I'm going to go shopping for another look tomorrow because I need to do an outfit change. Like,
yeah.
This is a must, I feel.
Yeah.
And it was correct.
Correct. No, perfect time to wear that.
The perfect color scheme and everything. So I wore this like cutesy little bralette. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can't see my nipples. Everybody freaking chill. I guess it's in Asheville, but chill out.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't.
So I put the pads up in there and we were good. But I was just a little bit scandalous. It was perfect weather. So I put on this blazer with like the sequined skirt with a little see-through moment. So gorgeous. And then I go into the event before I even walk in. Like, I was just like, every time I was on my way, I was like, oh, I don't know what to expect. I'm so nervous. Like, I have no idea what to expect. And so I walk up and like, there's a little runway. And I like, somebody's like, oh, can you turn and get a pic? And I was like, me? And so I turn around and, like, I do my, like, my most,
okay,
like.
So this is the one thing is, I was thinking about this the other day. Okay, call me crazy. But I talk to myself.
You're crazy.
I talk to myself when I do my makeup and hair just to, like, you know, entertain myself. And.
Wait, can we elaborate on that? Are you, like, creating scenarios in your head and you're, like,
talking to myself? And I literally was, like, talking to myself and I was, like, you know what? Like, a little sentimental little bit here. But, like, I was, like, honestly, like, look, people give influencers a bad rep. Like, they don't, they're like, your job's so easy, blah, blah, blah. And, like, there's points that, yeah, it's fun and easy and, like, there's stuff. But I'm, like, dude, watching you do your thing, I'm too awkward and goofy where I'm, like, someone would be like, turn and get a pic. And I'd be like, and no. I'd be like waving like the princess. I'm like,
you'd be surprised because
it's
I'm
hard,
also that way.
But it's hard
you
to
have
do
to
it.
Like,
you have to train yourself.
What I've always said about influencing is like, it's an easy fucking job. It's easy, easy, easy. There's nothing easier. I'm so grateful for this job. But mentally, you have got to like, you have, oh man, that is the hardest
that's
part.
That's where it's hard. And that's why I'm like, there's, you got to give you guys a little ounce of respect because it takes a lot to mentally turn off the embarrassment tab in your brain.
Mm-hmm. And the judge and
the
people are looking.
Yeah, everyone's looking at you, taking photos of you, and you to like then sit there and think like, hopefully those photos looked good. I could look terrible. Who knows? And like overthinking that whole thing. And it's just like you completely turn it off or like turn it on in the sense when like you're making a TikTok or like a reel or whatever. And I'm like watching you do this and I'm like, God, people don't give you guys enough respect because
really
it's hard
is.
To it's do.
Like it's like a switch, dude. And like sometimes you think about it, but then you're like, oh wait, it's my job.
Yeah,
and then post it.
That definitely also probably helps. It's like once you actually make a living off of it, you're like, okay, well, if you're gonna judge me for that, then like that's your own
for sure
prerogative. Like
for sure, it's like, oh, do you make money off of it or what?
Yeah,
no, okay, so
I don't. So it's embarrassing.
No, but I'm saying, like, even when in the beginning, like, you just have to be, like, so delusional. Yeah. Like, you have to not care. You have to not even think twice about it and just be. Honestly, my worst videos, which I thought so hard about,
yeah,
were the ones that did the best.
No, I know.
I was like, people are going to judge me. They did the best. And I love how somebody got a little video of me getting my pictures taken because I blacked out. I don't know what the hell just happened.
100% would have blacked out.
No idea. And then I was put in this little video right after Meredith Michelson and Nicole Richie. And I said, and Jeremiah. I was like, no, for the guy from the Menendez brothers.
Cooper Koch.
Yeah, they put him and then Meredith Michelson and then Nicole Richie
and then you. Me. Yeah.
And I was crazy. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You're like, I think I was on cloud nine, like I already said. Like, I just exuded, like, this. Is that a right word?
No, yeah.
Exuded, like, this, like,
confidence.
Aura of, like, yeah, duh. Yeah, you should be taking my picture. Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
I actually belong in this spot. I've done this before.
Anyways, I was literally like,
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. So that was a really fun event. I met a lot of people. I met a lot of, like, cool people. And then we had, like, this Kesha performance, which was like, okay. That was fire. Mm-hmm. And then I go back to my girl, Shannon. We're getting ready. We walk out the door.
I'm ready. I said, well, I'm that girl that's late to everything. So I was like, ready, quote unquote. And I was like, all right, yeah, let's do this thing. Let's hit the town.
Yep. First thing that happens when we walk out of the elevator, boom, Lila Moss is right there. And I'm like, and she was at the YSL event. I obviously didn't say hi because I'm like, I don't want to like bother you. I don't know. But I looked at from afar and I saw her. Anyways, we go downstairs. And I'm like, oh, hi, Lila. I just saw you at the event. And she sounds just like her, just like Kate Moss. And she was like, oh, I saw you too. And I said, huh? What? Really? She didn't really see me.
Are you lying?
Oh, my God. You saw me. I caught her eye. Anyways, and then it was just like a fun little interaction, and then she left, and I was like,
did that just happen? I know Shay's like freaking out. We're like going to the bar, and she's like, did that just happen? I was like, yes.
It just happened. So then we grab a drink from the bar, and then we leave. And guess who we see on the way out? Kesha.
We run straight up and face to face on the sidewalk with Kesha, and we're just all staring at each other.
And it's like and I was like, oh my God, hi Kesha, I just saw your performance. I love you.
We were just jamming out to your car. Love is my drug in the car yesterday.
Oh my God. Before, like the day before we left for New York, I was like, I really wanted to listen to it. Why did I want that?
That was the weirdest thing too. Cause you were like, I really want to listen to the song. And
I really wanted to listen to Love is My Drug.
And I was like, I can get behind this. I love that song.
Right.
And we literally belted it like in the car. We turned it up. We were screaming it. Whatever. It
was beautiful, really.
No rhyme or reason. Like, there was no... Shay didn't know that Kesha was performing. Nope. We obviously didn't know we were going to meet Kesha. So it's like right...
The next night?
Yeah, it was like real weird foreshadowing that was
weird,
happening.
Weird, like, manifesting.
Life. Yeah.
That was manifesting in a sense.
But then she was like, you guys are so beautiful and I love your outfits. And I was like, so... Put that on my grave.
Oh my God.
New York Fashion Week 2025. Okay. Shane and Howell.
What is even happening, Shannon? That was where I felt, where I was like, oh, I'm on cloud nine.
I was so disassociated from that moment to the point where I was like, for the first 20 seconds of that interaction, I literally was like,
right.
So this girl looks a lot like Kesha.
Oh no, she walked out. I recognized her because I just saw her and I was like, you.
Yeah, and I was like having this moment where I was like, Shannon, no, that's you're literally looking at Kesha.
Yeah.
It was like a weird, like, he was like, almost like, can't believe I'm standing in front of her right now.
Starstruck.
But then we literally just were like, okay, like, bye, have a good night.
And okay, here's my thing from the first night, okay? With meeting all these people, was everybody not so genuinely so kind? And like, none of them were like, pushing us off. Like, they like stopped, turned towards us, and were like, hi.
Yeah, no, they, and like, that was every person we met.
That was how it was when I was at the event too. Like, I made this video for my Instagram stories, and I was like, with like influencers and fashion people, just everybody, but they were all just like very welcoming and cool. And like, that was such a refreshing thing because sometimes like events can get clicky, they can get weird, like nobody's very welcoming, but everybody the whole weekend really was.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was first night. Second day was just like,
A wash.
It was, yeah. We,
I don't
like,
even know what we did. Oh, we just shopped.
We just shopped around, tried some bagel
spots. We went
spots.
To a fitting.
Yeah, we did do a fitting. That was fun for Alice and Olivia, which was the next day.
Yeah.
And then we...
That was it.
And then we didn't do anything that night, really.
Yeah, it was chill.
I went to like an event dinner, which was really fun. And then we were like...
Yeah.
Yeah, which was needed.
Yeah. And then the next day you had Alice and Olivia.
That one was really fun.
And then...
Yeah. The Alice and Olivia was crazy.
That was crazy. That was the one where Shay was wearing a tie. If you
that was a fun one. That I had like my little bump it moment. That was another show that had a lot of celebrities. Do you know that EXO? Oh my God, you were just telling me you were
EXO
watching
Kitty?
This. That actress was there.
The little girl. I think of her a little girl because she's like in high school in the show.
Right.
But,
the girl was there.
Yeah.
And she looked so adorable.
Oh, she probably did.
Oh my gosh. So cute. She was up like taking pictures with like the
of
designer.
Course.
Yeah.
Of course.
No,
of
but
course.
I was like, clocked. I can't wait. I don't think I told you that yet.
I don't think you did either.
That's pretty crazy because we were just talking about EXO Kitty. Yeah. Anyways, she was there. So cute. That one was really fun too. But that one it was almost like way too crowded. It was kind of weird.
What did you do after Alice and Olivia?
Alice and Olivia, and then I went back to the house. You were visiting your
I was with
nephew.
Chris, Callie, and Cash.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, we came back at the same time.
Right.
And then we had
burgers.
Oh, my God. Wait. I'm so dumb.
Yeah.
We went and saw my friend from high school, Sam.
Yeah.
We got cocktails with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Oh, and then we did the Wilhelmina party.
That's what we did. I was like, what else did we go to?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so we went, saw your friend, and then after that, we went to the Wilhelmina unveiled party, which was like 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., and we were like, what?
Literally, I was like, so the party starts at 11.
So it starts at 11, and it's in Brooklyn.
So
we went to Brooklyn in the snow.
Oh, that's when it was snowing.
Snow, babes.
It was beautiful.
It was kind of...
Well, Shay had a...
I had a little bit of beef with the snow because New York snow is like not really beautiful. It's like kind of dirty and slushy.
It is. It's only pretty when it's falling and then it's
done. You know what? The party was really cool though. It was like underground vibes, like
very
EDM.
Underground, like
kind of weird vibes.
Kind of weird vibes.
But like it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
For sure. And I met my agents there and they were so sweet. Oh my gosh. The best.
And then Nicole. Like in the classiest fashion of Shay and I at literally like two in the morning.
This hit. We stopped at McDonald's.
And we ordered
a
lot of
food. Oh, yeah. And we ate it. And we ate it all.
Well, we had a lot of French fries left.
Oh, we did. But it was so nice because like, I mean, we haven't had a girls trip before.
No.
And like we didn't have one in the books. Like this was like so last minute for both of us.
So last minute.
But like I was just sitting there in our bed. At the hotel
McDonald's
spread across. Like, I was like, what a beautiful moment. Like, I love being a girl.
We were, like, not talking, playing music, just chowing down.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Like, it was such a moment for me. I remember just, like, looking back and reflecting and being like, I love having a best friend.
I know. We're just sitting in bed. And then we literally, like, okay, we're done. Just shoved it all in the bag to the side. And we just went, night.
Yep. And it was such a sweet and genuine trip because like, we were kind of like busy in our own ways. But then like every time we would go like eat,
we'd
get there,
back.
We'd be
like,
hey. And that concluded your trip. I did go see Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. So I flew back to Nashville Sunday
morning. Mm-hmm.
And got here. Fine. Whatever. Honestly, it was really easy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't even know if I told you this, but I hate Apple for doing this to our society, but like you have to have the old charger for my AirPods because I got them a couple years ago and I have the new iPhone, so I don't have the old charger. I only have the new charger.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, my headphones weren't charged, so I raw dogged a flight. And the way I panic downloaded Candy Crush on the runway, this is me. I was like, what game do people play? What game do people Candy Crush.
Candy Crush.
And I immediately downloaded it. And I was like, I'm going to go crazy for 2 hours just in
not
silence.
Not doing anything. Oh, man. No, that's not for me.
I started to panic. So I played Candy Crush. But then I ended up just like falling asleep with my headphones in. Because honestly, I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because what? We went to bed at like 3 in the morning. Then that night before, I woke up at like 8 or 9 to take a shower and whatever. But yeah, no, I like raw dogged that flight. That was kind of crazy. But now I'm like slightly addicted to Candy Crush again. So
I thought you were a Wordle girl, but I guess that has to be on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you need also there's only one.
Oh, okay.
You get one Wordle a day and then I can play connections. It's The New York Times.
I got it. Well, and then you get back for the Super Bowl, but I'm still there. I randomly, my sister comes to town. So I'm like, hey, bitch, like, let's go see Wicked. So we go and see Wicked on Broadway. And that, oh my gosh, I just like, I've been dying to know, like, ever since I saw Wicked in the movies, I was like, I have to know what happens.
Gotta know.
And then I saw what happens and I'm like, okay. But you know what's weird? The difference between the movie and the play I was like, oh, this is like way shorter than I thought it would be. Like it goes by quick.
The play is only 3 hours-ish with an intermission.
Right. And the movie was
3 hours.
Like, so long. So I was like, oh my God, this, I just didn't, seeing the movie first, I regret, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like I wish I would have seen the play first because then I wouldn't have been like, oh wait, but what? You know,
you're like, you feel like you're missing stuff in the play because the movie's so long and drawn out.
And it's so, it went by so fast. That I remember that being one thing that I was just like, wait, stop for a second. Like, slow down. And then after that, I left. But I was like, I saw it. I know what happens. People have seen it.
Yeah, we know.
That's crazy town.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. It's fun. I honestly, like, if the Super Bowl wasn't happening, I would have for sure stayed in.
Yeah,
Team Wicked.
I know. It was good, dude. I was like, I was starstruck.
So I came back for the Super Bowl and
yeah,
the Eagles won. We all know this and I'm so happy. And
what if I wish I would have been there with you in that moment.
It was. So my one friend whose name is Shannon Howell,
I always forget
weird.
About the full name is the same.
Shannon Howell.
Right.
Don't worry, we don't have the same middle name. But so me and him, he's also an Eagles fan. So we've been like, oh, we'll watch the Super Bowl together, whatever. So we went to one of his friend's house, which it was such a girly Super Bowl. And I honestly was like living for it.
Love.
I was so tired where I was like, I don't really want to do a bar. Plus, like, it's just a lot for the Super Bowl to go to a bar and like they're packed and they're fun if you're like ready for that, but I like was just like coming down from New York and I was like, I could just do a house in someone's couch and like just have buffalo chicken dip. And I walked in, this girl was like, we have so much food. She was like, honestly, the host of the house were the sweetest people ever. She was like, we have so much food. We have buffalo chicken dip. We have Chick-fil-A nuggets. They had Chick-fil-A sauce. They had Chick-fil-A mac and cheese. They had dips. They had pretzels and cheese. Oh my God, it was amazing. They did great and I thoroughly enjoyed the Super Bowl and ate myself silly.
I love that for you. That sounds like a fire Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like I don't think I would do it any other way if I'm being honest.
No, I love going to a house and watching the Super Bowl. I'm not a bar person in Super Bowl. It's just like packed and it's just like not the vibe. House parties are a lot more fun. House parties are stretched to even call that, but like there's just always so much like homemade food and I don't know, I just...
So much better.
So much better.
Right.
Comfy. I was wearing sweatpants and my Eagle sweatshirt. Oh, it was great. And it was a time. And
I only know about the halftime
show. Halftime show. So
I was flying during the Super Bowl, so I didn't see
it. Did you watch the halftime show at all?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
I just saw clips
of it. My only thing is, like, you know, you can think what you think about the halftime show. Maybe you loved it. Maybe you hated it. You know, I get that, like, my mom and dad didn't understand what was even going on and who Kendrick Lamar was. They're like, who's this SZA?
There are a lot of symbolism.
Oh,
there
yeah.
There are so many Easter eggs.
So much. And the lore of it and the drama, like, right. I do enjoy. I love that. But I do also understand that people are like, that don't get it. That's kind of like, what did I just watch?
No, I liked the symbolism with like the message he put behind it. That's not about Drake. That's about
the whole thing. Yeah,
that was like, it was very symbolic outside of Drake. There was so many little Easter eggs.
Well, that's the thing. It's like there was the Drake layer of it, which to me is like funny, fun drama, and then there was the layer of it like was hitting more of a political climate level, and But that's very Kendrick Lamar. Like, Kendrick Lamar has always been, I mean, the man has a Pulitzer, for God's sakes. He's a smart man.
Right.
Which is why I personally have always been a Kendrick Lamar fan. Sorry not to be that person, but I'm not a Drake fan. I just like Kendrick Lamar, even when he did the Super Bowl, what was it, two years ago? I can't remember. I thoroughly enjoyed his performance then. And I was like, oh my God. And then I saw him at Bonnaroo last year. Thoroughly enjoyed Kendrick. He just like, I don't know. He's an artist for sure.
Oh my God. I was like, everything about the performance was artistic, symbolic, ate Drake to the ground. And then also he even just said, like,
say Drake,
swaggy, just like so cool, like, ooh, the walk. Oh, you're really about to do it. That part got me, especially like his little, like, and then the walk.
The walk is killing me.
Down to the jeans.
Yeah.
Love the jeans. Say you hate them, I don't even care.
No.
The jeans.
I love them on him.
I love them on him. I would never. But I loved the jeans on him. At first I was like, huh? And then I was like, oh, okay.
No, so it's like, that's what I was like. Okay, you can, you know, have your opinion on it. And like, I understand it from people that like are so far removed from Kendrick Lamar. They're like, what did I just watch? Because like, to be honest, I get it. Then it's probably boring. Like, yeah, you're not picking up on all this.
It's like the Taylor Swift shit.
It is. He is very Taylor Swift. So my two things about that is, one, Kendrick Lamar and Timothy Chalamet have the same stylist, which I think is hilarious. But also just kind of makes sense at the same
not
time.
The Celine jeans.
And like, I'm like, you know what? They are kind of vibing the same way.
Yeah.
And two, that like, I just like Kendrick Lamar makes me realize that like, as a society and just like people, we're not hating to our fullest potential.
Oh,
like this man is like, there is dragging. Like if he has a grudge or has beef with someone, he's like, I'm going to drag you. Not only am I going to win a Grammy and everyone's going to sing A minor at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Who are all your peers. And then I'm going to go to the Super Bowl and have nationally everyone scream A minor at the Super Bowl.
And you know what's crazy about that too? Because not only was it the stadium that was screaming A minor, it was so, this was the most watched over Michael Jackson, the most watched Super Bowl halftime show. So not only were they screaming in the Super Bowl, everybody at home was like,
oh yeah,
A minor.
I mean, at the house that I was at, we were all like, A minor.
Duh, the whole world, whole United States was really like,
it's kind of honestly like a little bit of like a twitch now. It's like I hear the song and I'm like, oh, it's coming. And it's I got A minor.
Oh, it was, yeah.
But I'm crazy. Like, so again, you know, Drake is crying in bed because like,
no, damn. I need to definitely like revenge better.
Yeah, no, way I was better. Like, Kendrick Lamar is hating and he gets Serena Williams, Drake's ex-girlfriend. Ooh. And then he gets SZA, Drake's ex-girlfriend. And I'm literally like, oh my God.
Like, I know. And it's like almost like when you see like people who have been, when you see somebody who's, I'm trying to like create a thought, mm-hmm. okay? So when you see people who have hung out with this one person and mm-hmm. then you see multiple people dispersed from that one person, you're like, oh, that's a toxic person. You know what I mean?
He's the problem.
The fact that all of them went to Kendrick.
And then Kendrick is literally just like, hey, yeah. You want to come to the Super Bowl and do a little, you want to do a little crip walk?
You want to do a little crip
walk? Serena,
she ate down. She looked so hot.
She's so cool.
Also, I bet that was like, I have to hit every note.
But my second, and not second thought, it's my final thought because I don't know how many thoughts I've had. But there was one commercial.
Wait, I didn't see any.
Okay, well, I have multiple commercials that I liked, but there is one commercial that made the room silent.
Stop.
Because, and I think we all know when I say it, the boob commercial, like I...
Alex Earl?
No.
Oh.
No, it's like literally the whole commercial was just focused on boobs. Like it was like a girl going up to a counter and the guy's like looking at her boobs and it's like girls jumping and boobs bouncing. And the whole time, like it went on long enough where you're kind of like watching it and like everyone in the room was like kind of watching the TV like, what is this commercial? And like, I remember someone was like, this has got to be like a bra commercial or something.
I was going to say like plastic surgery.
Yeah, we're like, what is going on? And then the screen goes black and it's literally like, awareness for breast cancer. And I literally went, that commercial did its job. Like, the commercial definitely got everyone's attention.
Okay, but to bring awareness to breast cancer, but that's almost like were they all just like big jugs kind of thing? It's almost like sexualizing.
I would have to like rewatch it again.
Yeah.
But like I was like, it's tough because like I thought about that too. I was like, right. So we just sexualize boobs.
So now we're just staring at tits and then how is that?
But then at the same time, think about the opposite. They make a sad commercial about breast cancer. Everyone in the room wasn't going to stop talking and look at the TV.
I get that.
So it's tough. It's like, I'm like, marketing wise, you guys did do your job.
Was there
but
a
I'm
message
like,
or it was just like tits? Was there anybody like talking or anything?
No, it was like an upbeat commercial. And then it like literally cuts to like, you know, a little like, raising awareness for breast cancer. And I'm like, I guess you did your job. But
I guess
like,
that we all now are aware.
I want to know that the person that came up with the idea was a female. That's all I want to know. Because if it was a man, I'd be a little disappointed.
I just don't think that it would be a woman.
It wouldn't hit.
I don't think that it would be a woman.
I mean, hey, unless she's really on her game and she's like, guys, you know what? We'll really shut up.
Really shut everybody up.
A room of men watching the football.
Watching
a football game. Just a 30 seconds of just boobs. And then we cut to it. Yeah. And they're like, what is this commercial? Oh, breast cancer. Mm. And then think about it. They're all like.
They're all watching.
They're like. Oh my God, yeah, breast cancer.
I guess you have to appeal to the men. I don't know.
It was an interesting, but at the same time, as a girl, I was sitting there going, what are we watching?
I know.
What is going on? And I'm literally like, it just long enough to be like,
yeah.
Huh.
So, interesting.
Yeah, honestly, if you
have to watch it.
You have to watch it because it's honestly kind of funny in a way.
Yeah.
But like, then you're like, oh, breast cancer.
Oh. Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
I don't know how to feel right now. I'm literally like, what? Like, tits on tits on tits, breast. I don't know what to say or what to feel, okay?
Yeah, so it was an interesting commercial. And then if you
did... That kind of feels... It makes me feel... Wait. It makes me feel bad.
I know. It's like weird. Like, you're like... Well, also like you're watching the commercial and like it, again, goes on for just a little too long where you're like kind of laughing a little bit.
Okay.
And then you're like, huh, what are we all watching? And then it's like... breast cancer awareness. And I'm like, oh.
What about Alex Earl and Jake Shane in a bunch of commercials?
Yeah, they were in Poppy. And then they also did the one with Noah Beck.
Right.
Where he was like an alien.
I thought they actually kissed and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But yeah, no, good for them.
I know. Honestly. Good for her.
Getting
really
into Super Bowl commercials, pretty crazy.
I'm pretty jealous.
Also the Budweiser commercial won. I'm pretty sure won best commercial or something. Which
okay,
I think
Budweiser always does.
It always wins. But like... I'm pretty sure I'd have to watch it again, but it's really just a horse pushing a keg.
Oh my God, I love the horse ones. I'm always there. I'm always so happy with the Budweiser horse commercials.
The Budweiser horse commercial that I'm pretty sure won prior years. I don't know when, but it's like a horse and a dog.
Yes. Wait, and then there was one with the Clydesdale?
They are Clydesdale.
Yes, they're always Clydesdale.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then that's what I'm talking about. That one.
That one. It's literally, truly, I love that commercial.
I love that commercial.
They do great.
With a horse. I literally was looking at horse tattoos today. Like, chill. I need to chill.
She's a chill.
I need to go ride a horse that I can get out of my system. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking of commercials, though, it's just so funny because we were just in New York and I recently saw the Reformation ad with Pete Davidson.
Oh.
And he's like, honestly, that is an amazing commercial. Mm-hmm. Best ad. Great for him. Great, like, playing
he
off
looks
of...
So healthy.
So healthy.
Yeah.
Like, great taking his, like, how society has branded him as this, like, boyfriend, taking that and, like, putting it into, like, I'm the internet's boyfriend. I'm like, this was Reformation. Good job.
Well
like,
done.
This was an amazing...
I love that.
Like, an amazing launch for him being like, look it, I have no tattoos. Mm-hmm. I'm healthy. My one question is, like, did Pete Davidson get a spray tan for this? Probably, because he was looking real tan in this commercial.
I think it's like trying to like, I think they're trying to do like the, because when he wasn't healthy and he was looking pretty like scary,
so,
scrawny, like
yeah.
a little bit like dirty, you know, with his weird hair and stuff. Like they're trying to do the exact opposite. They probably absolutely did that for a reason.
He looks so healthy. And I mean this like in the best way possible. Like he looks like he's gained weight.
Yeah, duh.
Like in... Like he looks really
good. Because he's not
good.
Doing so many drugs, dude. He went to rehab and stuff.
I know. And I'm just like, oh my God, this man looks so
healthy.
He
looks amazing. I feel like I just saw him on the Jimmy Fallon interview. And like, he is like, even in the way he's talking, it's just like more mature.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just like, oh, okay.
But I like, he just looks so good. But the Reformation ad, so I was watching this and it was hilarious because literally Shay and I were at this exact Reformation store. And I am Pete Davidson.
Yep.
Yeah. Like he walks in and I'm like, Shay's like shopping and I'm like, ooh, yeah, that. And I'm like, Shay's like, okay, I'm going to go try all these on. I'm like, yeah, you do it.
You were literally sat
like on the same couch that Pete Davidson was sitting on. And I'm over here like Shay's walking. I'm like, you're doing great. I'm like, oh my God, that looks so good. I'm like watching this ad and I go, wait. I literally did that like 2 days ago. Like I did that exact thing. So I'm
That's
the internet's
so cute.
Boyfriend.
You are my boyfriend. You're taking me out for Valentine's, girl.
That is true.
You're my boyfriend.
That is true.
Anyways, that's hilarious. Oh, but then he did, what was the Calvin Klein? Was that the commercial
he
did?
No, it was also Reformation.
That was
where he's wearing like underwear. I think it was just like so he could like show that he has
no
tattoos.
Is really cute.
Yeah,
he looks
really
great.
I'm honestly really happy for him.
Me too.
Because he was going through it, I think.
I think so, too. And I hate that, like, that all of that was, like, publicized.
I know.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, and then also he's, like, saying that he's, like, I don't like to be, like, I don't want to be this just this guy that, like, dates people. So, like, he wants to be, he wants to be, like, rebranded in a way. So, like, I think that was the Reformation Out was, like, a play on that. But then, like, to show that he's, like, doing better.
Which, oh, I love that for him. I'm so happy for him. I love that, you know, because, like, you just see so many, like, celebrity horror stories. And it's, like, you just pray that it's not, like, you know, people, or it's not happening to them when they look like they're going through it a little bit.
Hey, so, there's, as Pete Davidson said, there's no shame in the medicine game. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
Oh my god, you don't?
What?
Oh my god, it's hilarious.
Wait, is this a saying? I thought that was like a get help.
No. No, the no shame in the medicine game is when I can't remember. I think Kanye West went on Saturday Night Live and he was wearing like a MAGA hat or whatever. Oh. And Pete Davidson was like, I don't want to be involved in that and like whatever. And he starts like doing a bit on one of the segments on Saturday Night Live, and he's like talking about it's like it's okay to like be medicated, and he was like, "There's no shame in the medicine game." He goes, "I'm on it. I'm on the meds," and he's like talking about
that's
it.
That's hilarious.
But so like from now on, like it's always ingrained in my head, and like a lot of people are always like, "No shame in the medicine game,"
right?
Because he's like Kanye always walks around. He's like, "I'm off the meds. This is the real me."
We can tell,
and we're all like, "Yeah, we know. We know, my guy."
Oh, that's funny. Okay, I get it now. Yeah. But anyways, there is no shame in it. And I'm proud of Pete Davidson. I feel like he's doing great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's crazy. I did not watch a single second of that Super Bowl game. I watched all of the clips of Kendrick Lamar, though.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he ate down with his little boot cut.
His little boot cut.
Every meme that I'm seeing of him, like, say Drake. Like,
say Drake.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay.
And your little smile.
You're going to, and he's
say
like,
Drake.
He looks so short with his little boot cuts.
His little boot, they're like dragging on the ground. I'm like,
I love that. I've sent you every meme that I can find of Kendrick Lamar like that.
So. I know, they're so funny.
Anyways, so this weekend I did go to an event, the Allison Olivia event, with a skincare brand. So this is going to be my product of the week, okay? Because
Hit
I tried
me with it.
I tried
it. Oh, I saw you tried it.
Yes, and it's from Kate Somerville. Mm-hmm. That's the skincare brand. And I kind of like went to the backstage where all the models were getting ready. And I was like seeing them do the skin prep with this brand. Mm-hmm. So I can get to know it a little more. And like, I'm going to do a little, I did a video with them. But I used this product. One of the estheticians was like, okay, you have to use this. This is a facial in a bottle.
Okay.
What I said. And I was like,
Sign me up.
And so it's like, it's called the Exfolicate, and mm-hmm. it's like a mask.
Oh, that's clever.
Right.
Okay, go on.
Thing.
Exfolicate.
And
funny.
It's so easy
Kate.
To say, Kate Somerville. So you like put it on. It's like green and super cutesy, but you leave it on for like 1 to 2 minutes. And it's like very intensive. So I put it
on. Does it burn?
Slightly.
Okay, slight tingle.
Slight tingle. Not like a get this off. Not at all. I was really like chilling. But I didn't set a timer. I kind of just was like sitting around. Then I was like, okay, I put it off. But I took it off and like my skin was like definitely flushed. And it said, be prepared for your skin to be flushed for a second. Like just it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
She's working.
Pretty much. So it's like an intensive exfoliating treatment. And I took it off and I was like, oh, so I've never had better skin. Genuinely.
Really?
Genuinely. Okay. I was a little bit worried because my skin, but I
flushed.
Do get red.
I get real.
I get it from my dad. But I mean, I tried it and I was like, oh, and I love when I try things and they're 10 out of 10 because a lot of the times lately, they just haven't been working out for me.
Yeah.
It really
has. Skincare products are tough too.
They're a little scary.
They're scary because what you're trying is like, it could make you break out.
It's an intensive exfoliator too. I was wary.
I also have sensitive skin and I also have rosacea.
Mm.
To the girls that have rosacea out there. So like if I use something that affects my skin, I will flare up and it's probably the worst thing that ever happens every time. I get so insecure.
That's so I remember.
Sometimes like if I get my makeup done and a certain product will react bad with my skin, I will flare up like really bad on my cheeks. It's freaking awful and I hate it because I get rosacea. Not only do I get the redness, but I get all the texture. So just like little bumps all over my skin.
So crazy. Skin is so like everybody's skin is so different. It's the wildest thing.
Yeah. And it's like that's the thing. It's like, I mean, like, you know, you got to pick your poison, right? Like, mm-hmm. I have rosacea, but like, knock on wood, I don't really break out ever.
Yeah.
Like, I unfortunately, if I'm breaking out, I'm getting a rosacea flare up. Right. And I'm like, I hate my life.
Mine is like sensitive, but it's really an easy, it's an easy thing.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, I do feel for you because I know like everybody that I know, they have their skin thing. They've got their skin thing, like, oh, my under eyes are dry or this or that.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's a pain in the ass.
It really is, especially
when you want to wear makeup.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's the other thing too. It's like, as I got older, I'm like, I try not to wear makeup until like we do something like this or like we go out, because I'm like, that's really what I've noticed, like, makes my skin worse or like dull or tired looking. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, but I do love a makeup.
I do love a beat. This actually reminds me, speaking of skin, I tried like shaving my face too.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why I was so scared. I've been wanting to do this for actually years. I've been wanting to like shave my face, but I've been so scared because I'm like, what if like dermaplaning wrong? Yeah,
dermaplaning. My brain was trying to search for what it was called.
Yes, I know, but I don't know if it's technically
dermaplaning. It's just like shaving your face.
Shaving my face. But I just like see so many girlies do it on the TikTok. They're like, oh, after you do it and you put your makeup on. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. So I tried it 2 days before New York. Bold of me. Bold.
Very bold.
But I did it and it was actually 10 out of 10 recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting all like the peach fuzz, just like, and then doing it around your eyebrows too, because I always have little peach fuzzes around there. Everything goes on like really seamless. Mm-hmm. So another 10 out of 10. It's not a product, but it's like a beauty hack of the week.
Yeah.
Definitely try it. Here's my one thing though. I'm not going to ever reuse one of those razors.
No. So what you have to do is I buy the box of like 300.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of do one each time. You use one
and then I toss it. Exactly. But I never do it dry.
No, I did it damp with a lot of oil.
Yeah. I always use like face oil or like a oil cleanser.
Wait, you've been doing this?
Yeah.
Of course you have. You're such a bitch. Why can't you tell me all your tips and tricks?
You just have to watch me do it, and then you'd be like, right. Because I do like random things that I'm like, oh, yeah, I forget I do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't do that every day, obviously. Yeah. But like, especially if I have like an event that I'm going to, I'm like, oh, okay, like I'll oil and then I'll just.
And it really, I was like so scared of it breaking out my face, but it was a beautiful seamless makeup application after that.
It is.
I know.
It really is nice.
I love a makeup hack. I love a little skincare thing. Very good. Do it with caution. Watch a lot of videos.
Do it with caution. Yes. Also, like, we're talking about the ones that you can get from Amazon. They're like little plastic ones.
Yeah.
I know that there's some really brave people out there that straight up get a blade. No. And that is very dangerous. So that's not really what we're talking
about.
We're
not telling you to do that.
We're talking about the little, for lack of a better word, the little bitch way.
You can get them at Ulta. It's like the little makeup things.
Little plastic, and they have like a little razor inside of it.
Right, and you just...
Yep,
that's my favorite part. I was like,
"That's what I do." And then you see all the things.
I know. I was like, "Oh, this is so cute." It actually worked great, so I loved that as well. I also, one more thing. I also laminate my eyebrows at home, and I have easy eyebrows. So if you have easy eyebrows, just get this kit from Amazon, dude. I swear it works like a charm.
I don't, so I can't.
No, you don't.
No, mine are coarse. These. If you're like, oh my god, those eyebrows look so good. There's work put into them.
Lots.
And let me tell you, Sophia, my girl. She does. She does wonders.
You do. Oh, you do. And you do. I'm always like, okay, you have the best eyebrows I've ever seen.
So I have like really coarse eyebrows. So it's hard for me to do it at home. Right. Like it's not.
No, you have to have thin, easy eyebrows tuneable. To do it at home. I did my mom's and it just barely budged. But mine are thin.
Barely budged.
So barely budged.
So that honestly brings us to the watch of the week.
That was pretty good.
It was. I kind of felt like I was like on the call map when I said it. I was like, watch of the week.
I know. Yeah.
And we all know what we're about to talk about. It's Severance. So disclaimer.
Yep.
Warning. If you have not watched Severance season 2, episode 4, it's called Woe's Hollow, I believe.
Wow.
I know.
I didn't even know that.
Don't listen.
Right.
Please skip ahead.
Right. Don't be mad at us if you did.
Yeah, because this is your fault if you're not listening past this point.
So the last episode, episode three, got reintegrated.
Yes. So this is what made me angry.
Okay. Because I didn't even think about it until the very end of this episode.
So this is what made me actually. So I watched the episode in New York with my brother.
Yeah.
So Shay didn't watch it. And I remember coming back to the hotel and I was like, oh, there was so much hype about this episode, which I hate when people do this.
I do.
Don't
too.
Hype it up, because honestly, if I wasn't hyped up, I probably would have enjoyed it.
And you wouldn't have been let down. If you don't have any expectations, you won't be let down. Take that with a life lesson. Okay?
Yes. And So I went into it and I was like, oh my God, Mark's reintegrated. I can't wait. We start the episode and I'm like, we're just not going to address that he's reintegrated.
Like, we're not going to give anything, any little Easter eggs that he's like going through it. Mm-hmm. None.
It actually made me so mad. It made me so mad. I was like, are you kidding me?
I mean, okay, here's my other thing though. Petey also did go to work for a minute. Wait, reintegrated without giving any signs. So maybe they'll hit it in the next episode. But I'm like, what?
They have to. If they don't, I'm actually going to punch a wall.
They really did focus more on Irving this episode.
Yeah, so
I love Irving. I love Irving and so much. Irving is serving.
I am just getting served so many like little cute fan edits of Irving now.
It's perfect.
Of him being like, Helly would never be cruel.
That's so true.
What said to me was cruel, and Helly would never be. I literally was like, I love him.
He took her by the neck and dunked her. He did. Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
I know we are. Sorry.
So it was more about Irving and kind of like you can tell his curiosity. It really wasn't about Mark this episode.
Well, it was like also I remember last week or the week before I said that like, oh, Irving's definitely reintegrated. Like this was showing that like he's not. He actually is just like a really smart guy and he figured this all out himself. Because like this was giving like he's definitely not reintegrated. It's just like his mind is almost just giving him signs.
No, I think that I really think with Irving, his Audi has been working.
Same.
To try and take down Lumen.
Yep.
And so you know how like you have the same feelings as an innie that you do as an outie. And so I think that it's like gut feelings. I think that's what it is.
That's why
intuition.
I was like, yeah, this whole thing, I was like, wait, this isn't giving reintegrated. This is giving like his outie has been painting this thing. Almost it's like he's painting this door to be like, I'm going to get it ingrained in your brain.
Yeah.
You're going to remember this. And that's why, like, you know, when they doze off, he had the, like, melting of innies don't fall asleep because I think that that's when their brain start, like, their outie thoughts start to filter.
Come in.
That, because even when, what was it? When he, did he, like, fall asleep and then he started dreaming the, like, creepy scene?
Yeah.
Is that what? Yeah.
Well, that happened to him often.
Yeah. So, like, every time, like, he doze off at work and suddenly he see the black melting and stuff. So it's like, his outie's brain is like coming into his innie's brain.
Okay, that's wild.
So that's why it's like they don't let them sleep.
That's so true. You can't doze off. Oh my gosh, that's so true. Okay. And I bet that his outie is so smart. He's trying to like get him to doze off at work or something that he's like not sleeping as much because he's always dozing off. He's the only one that does.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyways, Irving is serving. I think that his outie is like on it, dude.
Yeah.
I think that he is trying to take down Lumen or something. I think personally, my thought process with this is Irving's outie had somebody he loved that died, just like Mark's wife.
Yeah, well, that's why he's got all the notes of all the car accidents.
Exactly, and that's why he's trying to find that door because that is where Mark's wife went to.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what's going on, and he's trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. No. It's just like, again, there's so many moving parts. Okay. So let me also say my one beef, but it's also not a beef.
Okay.
I kind of appreciate it too.
Okay.
But like, I'm getting a little angry that apparently I'm having outside research materials that I need to brush up on.
Okay.
To watch this show.
Where?
Like they're doing LinkedIn posts. Like you can read Rickon's book. You can read excerpts, like all online, everything. It's like, we'll give you more insight to the show. And I just like, I don't have time for that. So I just am like on TikTok watching other people do it for me.
Listen, I already told you guys that I felt too dumb for this show. And now I really feel too dumb.
No, there is so much outside research that people are literally doing. Like Lumen posted on LinkedIn, I think like the other day or something. And I'm like,
That is actually hilarious.
And I'm like, but so here's my beef with it is I'm like, I don't have that time. I don't have that time, nor am I that dedicated.
Yeah.
Two, I can appreciate how interactive they are making the show.
Oh my gosh, I do like it. If I'm like, a game of like a find an Easter egg in this LinkedIn post, then I'll be like, let's do it a little bit. But I'm like, okay, I'll let TikTok do it for me.
No, so that's my thing. I'm like, I'm not going to be reading books of Rickon. I'm not going to be reading Rickon's book. I will watch a TikTok about someone debriefing it for me.
Right,
like,
I love that.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I love how interactive they're making it. It's making it this show way more than just a TV show.
It really is like an Audi show. It's for the Audi.
It's for the Audi. The innie is us watching the show, and yeah, then the Audi is us all trying to figure it out.
I love that, actually. That's such a good, like...
It's honestly, yeah, like, it's so cool, but I don't have that time.
Right. Okay, so back to the show, though. It was Helena the whole time.
Called it. I mean, I can't even.
It was obvious.
It was obvious.
It was obvious thinking back to when she was looking at the... Here's my also hot take with Helena. Is that her name?
Yes.
Okay. When she was watching Heli interact with Mark, I think that she has like love life issues. So like she was a little bit invested in having that relationship. And that's why she...
So I actually kind of am getting on this bandwagon where... I think Helena is not really about this whole Sever thing.
Oh, no, I don't think so either.
I think she's like...
She was forced.
Yeah, I think she's like gonna like turn on the outer lumen, if that makes sense. The Egan, yeah, her family.
Yeah.
And I think that she'll kind of like help the innies.
Yeah.
But
to go along with that, she was pushed to be severed. Mm-hmm. And then also I think that she really does... like the thought of loving Mark, and then mm-hmm. she already slept with him now, mm-hmm. and now she has a relationship. She's gonna have feelings towards him, which will also push her to turn on the Egan.
Yeah,
that's
fine. I'm curious to figure out what is so special about Mark, because we all know that this Mark and Heli thing,
yeah,
the whole reason is that they want them to procreate.
What?
Procreate. That's such a weird... They want them to have a baby.
Procreate? Wait?
Yeah, like there's something special about Mark that they want his genetics with Heli. I don't know what it is, because...
How do you know that?
Because the whole thing with, like, Helena being Heli, yeah, and then her forming a relationship with Mark, and this whole thing, and then for Helena then to have sex with him.
You think that's why she did it?
And, yeah, so it's like, there's, like, this whole theory, because why is Mark so special? Why? What is so special about him? Why are we all so focused on him? There is something about him that the Egans... like.
Okay.
And they want him.
Well, they did bring back everybody to get him to stay.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a thought. I don't know if I'm fully behind that, but
because there also is... I also don't even know like the Egan history, like who is there anyone else? Because like there needs to be another, like they got to keep on the family history.
Hmm.
So she's got to have a...
That's true.
Baby. Mm. But I do think there's something to that too with their whole relationship. But I'm gonna go right to the end. Mm. Oh wait, also though, I saw this other thing where Milchick was talking about... Real Milchick, I don't know his actual name, but he was in an interview and he was talking about how this episode is like all your kids are like, I want to go outside, I want to be outside, and they're all complaining to like get out, and you're like, fine, let's go outside. I'll show you. It's not that great. So you put them in this Arctic zone. Yeah. We show them the dead carcass of a seal walrus or whatever. Life isn't beautiful. It's so much safer inside. And that was kind of like this whole thing that they were doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
My thing is I keep going back to why. Why? Like, what is going on with Loom? And I can't wait to find out.
Oh, I know.
I can't wait to find out. Like, why are they doing... all of this, like, they are putting in so much thought. Like, they made sure that they lied about it being 5 months, and then they created newspapers. Like, oh my god, you guys are doing too much. Why? Can't wait.
The end of this episode was crazy, and I feel like I've been waiting for the moment. I can't remember what it is. It's the Glasgow effect or whatever. The thing that transitions, why Heli can transition from Heli to Helena.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's what he like, they were like, put into effect or whatever to Milchick.
Oh, okay.
And then Irving was like, he was like, you know, screaming and drowning her. Yeah. And then she comes up and she's like, just do it. Okay. That's how you knew it was Helena.
Yeah.
And then she switches to Heli, and then Irving is like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Because he cares about Heli, not Helena.
Right.
And I never watched the show. It's called The Penguin. It's actually supposed to be a very good show.
I've heard great things too.
And I think Irving was supposed to be in it or was in it, and mm-hmm. then ended up leaving because he said that the show had too much violence on women. Mm. So that scene was like really, probably really hard for him to film because like he literally was like shoving her head underwater.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it was very interesting, but also it makes you love Irving more.
I know, I do love
him. And also him as a real person that he literally was just like, yeah, I can't do the show anymore. It's like too violent towards women.
And honestly, that's so valid. Like, because like, I don't know, once you like get into a show, it's like you kind of have to like become the show. And it's like, ooh, that's walking on a thin line there.
Yeah. So it's like he's doing the whole Helena thing and then, you know, she comes up and he's like, oh,
sorry. I'm so sorry. I know.
I'm so sorry. I was like,
brushing her hair to the side. I know. Literally. That was crazy. And then like, oh, I can't wait though. See, this is the thing. Next episode's going to be crazy. I've got a feeling next episode's going to be nuts.
So this is the thing. This show makes every freaking episode feel like this season finale.
Exactly.
Like I watched that and I was like, cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But the last episode was like, cliffhanger.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, the cliffhangers that they leave us on are just like
crazy.
So good.
Like, I am literally counting down the days.
I know. I'm literally like, can't wait for tomorrow.
I know. I can't. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. And I can't wait. I can't wait to watch. Anyways, I feel like we've been babbling on about the Severance show. It's just we love it. We are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a good show. It's everything. I can't wait to find out like the ending. How many eps are in this one? 10?
Probably like 10.
Probably 10.
It better not be 8. I'm going to kill someone.
I know, I'm going to be
pissed. I'm going to go sever someone.
I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, so that's Severance, and we could go on forever about it. But
I know, there's just so many, like, Easter eggs and so many, like, this and that in it that I'm like,
yeah.
I just want to know, you know?
I got, I guess, three things to quickly touch on.
Yeah?
I started a show called Apple Cider Vinegar. It's on Netflix.
Oh.
It's about a girl, based on a true story, about a girl who lied about having brain cancer. And she's like an influencer and the whole thing.
You started watching that?
Mm-hmm. I watched the first episode. It's pretty good.
Oh my God. I've been seeing the interview of this girl being like, but I thought I did have brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you didn't.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's sick.
Oh, wow.
So I watched the first episode. I enjoyed it. I just didn't watch any more than that because I got busy.
Right.
I just want a little update on Beast Games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm on like the last episode, I think, or about to be. It's now 10 million. They have to like flip a coin, and then if it lands on like one side, it changes the prize to $10 million.
And it did it?
I know. That's the next episode.
Oh, whew.
I know.
Okay, that's a lot of money.
I was like, but if they flip it and then it stays at 5 million, and whoever flips the coin gets eliminated.
Okay. All right.
Crazy.
Crazy.
So I thought I'd just update everyone.
Keep updating me because I'm not going to watch, but I know.
I like randomly, like, that's the last show on my list that I'm watching, but yeah. I'm just like, I got nothing else.
I know.
And then I was like, 10 mil. Crazy. And then last, we all know I'm watching Traitors. Love Traitors. Great show. I also love Summer House.
Okay.
Big Summer House girl. And there's just so much drama with that. Because I know you don't know who Paige DeSorbo is and Craig. Conover, I think his last name.
Mm-hmm.
They dated for 3 years. They're broken up. There's a whole drama. He's a Southern Charm. She's Summer House.
Oh.
But it's like very entertaining to always like watch how the breakup unfolds.
Right.
Like in the show, they're dating.
Right.
But like we already know they broke up.
Okay.
So there's just a lot of drama. Someone's pregnant.
Ooh.
Ex-husband's coming back in the ex-fiance is coming in the house and finding out she's pregnant.
Hey.
There's some tea.
That's like a lot of tea.
But I love Summer House. That's like one of my favorite reality shows.
Oh, I love.
But that's it.
So that's the watches of the week?
Yeah.
Love. I didn't watch anything else. I've been trying to get my rest.
Yeah, she's been sleeping.
I've been sleeping and eating. So I guess to finish this episode, we're going to do a fun little, what is your hot take? Have you guys seen the guy on the bus who is like, what's your hot take? And it's like anything that you feel passionately about, that's your hot take. So we're going to do that. Shannon, what is your hot take?
A friend to all is a friend in none.
Correct.
If you are friends with everyone, if you have 800 bajillion friends, you actually don't really have friends.
Here's my thing. I disagree.
Really?
I disagree because I know a friend, my best friend from like middle school, high school.
Oh, that's
true. A friend to all.
She is a friend to
and
all.
And a genuine friend
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You always, if you have so many friends, because I have a lot of friends, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Popular. Mm-hmm. No. I have a lot of friends, but there's always one person that's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
So it's like, it's like you can have all these friends and meet all these people and you're like, oh my God, I have a lot of friends. But then there's like when you sit there and think about it and you're like, who's your friend?
Right. Well, that's true because she does have like closer friends and other people are more just like surface level friends. But like she is a friend to all, I'll say. If you're looking at it surface level, she's got plenty of friends.
I will say,
yeah,
I've met a lot of people in my lifetime. Only person that I've met is her that can be friend to all.
Yeah.
Because I've met a lot of people who are friends to all and they are the loneliest people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They really don't have any friends because at the end of the day, they sit there and they go, wait, I have 25 best friends, but they're not actually your best friend because
it's hard to build a relationship.
This one's kind of funny. I feel like it's also not a hot take because if you think that this is cool, then I'm like, girls can post a selfie on their story with a song, but if a guy does it, you're weird.
Okay, yeah.
Guys can post videos with a song. Yeah. Guys can post, if a guy is sitting there going like this, selfie, mirror selfie, and then has like a song in the background, I'm like, that's for the girls.
No, sir, Sean. Yes. No, sir. Take it down.
Sir, and you know what? Be mad at me for that because
take it down.
I'm actually helping you.
You're welcome.
I'm helping you. You're welcome.
Yeah, even though we got girlies on this pod.
We do.
Okay, my next hot take is let's bring back just kind of like saying what you mean. I feel like so many
getting
things
it off your chest.
So many things are way too fabricated. Like just say what you mean, dude. And I wish to God people would say what you mean. Don't want fabricated things. I don't want you to feel bad or about hurting my feelings or vice versa. Like I don't want to be like, hey girl, you stink, like maybe put on deodorant and be like scared that it's gonna hurt your feelings. It meant genuine, you know?
Well, yeah, it's like the same thing as like, hey, there's something in your teeth, like
say it
please,
what you mean.
Honestly, I was gonna piggyback off this because you just brought a thought in my head where I was like, also let's not like hate on people for saying things to get off their chest. Sometimes they don't mean it the way that you might take it,
right?
And then in return just be like, hey,
right,
did you mean it like this? And they're like, oh my God, no,
oh my God,
no, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Instead of you listening to someone say something and then you taking it a certain way and they never meant it that way. I don't know if that made sense, but
oh no. And I read a book about this because it's about everything that I find that is my truth, like, is because of how I was brought up in my life.
Yeah.
If you say something that I'm like, I took that the wrong way, that's because experiences that I've personally had, but you've probably not had, and you've had different experiences, so you meant it in a totally different way. Everything
is subjective.
It's all based off of everybody's personal life experience. Uh-huh. My God, read the Four Agreements. Please, God, read the Four Agreements.
You go do that now. Another one is, if they don't support you publicly, it's because of the way they talk about you privately.
Oh, and that is the freaking truth.
If that's the older I get, the more I realize, like, when someone really doesn't support me publicly or talks about, like, if I'm happy about something and they just don't talk about it with me, it's because I know you are talking about it behind my back badly.
Yeah, it's and that's something that I feel like I've learned a little bit with age. Like, if you exactly what you said.
Yeah,
right? if you love me publicly, then you really do love me. But if you don't, then it's like, what's wrong?
If I'm like so excited about something and then you just kind of look at me deadpan, massive sign.
Yikes.
And then I'm kind of like, okay, so like you don't want to talk about this because you realize if you are like trying to support me publicly, everyone that you've talked crap about this is going to be like, that's weird.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sad thought, but it's the truth.
Yes, it is.
Okay, another one is, if I have to go up to order something or if I have to go to a drive-thru, I ain't tipping.
Nope.
I'm not tipping.
Nope.
I will tip 20% or more if I'm getting amazing service. I'm getting waited on. If I'm going to Waldo's Chicken and Beer drive through to get my 4-piece chicken tender meal, I'm not tipping 20%.
No. Yeah, let's slow down on the
chill.
Slow down just a little bit.
Like, also Waldo's Chicken and Beer, it's expensive.
Right?
It's expensive. Right. And I'm like, 20% on this $30 fast food meal for one human being. Like, that's crazy. If I'm not getting served, if I'm not getting an experience, I don't think there needs to be a tip. Yeah. And I'm so sorry to say that, but
don't be sorry.
I just watch people tip here and there all the time. And I'm like,
it's because it really is like you get stressed up there. You're like, okay, fine.
here's 20%. Like, I'm at the McDonald's drive-thru and I'm like, the iPad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, the iPad what?
Flip.
I drove here. I ordered it. Yeah. Why am I tipping?
I know. I get it.
Unless you drove me here.
Right.
I'll tip you.
I get it. I think tipping is a little, it's a little overdone right now, but we'll realize it soon.
Yeah.
Okay. My last one, which is a sweet one to end with. Really. The kindest thing that you can do for someone is just show up. Oh. I've learned that lately.
And you know what it is? All they need is 8 minutes.
Yeah. I'm serious. Like, I have never felt more loved and important and seen than when people really do stick to their word and show up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this whole cancellation the hour before, or, oh, I can't make it because this and that. And like, oh, well, can I come up with an excuse? Like, and half the time it's like not even for a good reason. Like, just get ready and show up, because that is the most kind and important thing you can do as a friend, as a person or relationship, a mother, a daughter, everything. The kindest thing you can do is show up and be there for someone, and it really goes a long way. So
I agree with that, because there's a lot of times too where there's some things that, like, you know, so much a phone call or texting, it's like some people are just not that kind of people that want to share their life over a phone call or a text, and they just need you to show up for them and be there in person.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you what's going on in their life, and then you realize if you didn't show up for this person to hang out with them or to meet them for dinner or to do this or to do that, like whatever it is, that you're like, oh wow, like,
well, that's the whole thing, is like with texting and with phone calls and with voice to text and voice memos,
showing
and
up
stuff,
for people has become less,
it's taken over, where it's like, hey, let's maybe start putting in effort, like a little bit more. Like, a voice text is so easy and a voice memo is so easy, but like, let's like actually show up and be there for somebody.
Have like a face-to-face human interaction.
Oh my God. It's just like, as time goes by, I feel like I'm turning into like a boomer. I'm like, wait, we need to get off these phones.
Oh, meet me in person. You want to get
crap? Let's go grab some coffee. Let's just go down the road and get a little Starbucks drink.
Literally. But it's so true though. Like, I mean, and it is across, like, I definitely, like, COVID has made it more.
100%.
For sure. Like, because even like work, like, you can work remote and all that stuff, but like, I'm not mad about that though.
That's a plus for sure.
But like, when it comes to like relationships and friendships and all capacities, like even romantic relationships, like we get so caught up on our phones,
yeah,
that it's like a little human interaction.
It really is the most important thing you can do. And I mean, like, birthday parties, dinners, that maybe if I even invite you to like come and watch a movie at my house, like, it really, I don't like send that with like just like a little, hey, come over if you want to. It's like a, hey, come over to my house and like let's watch a movie. Like, that really is so important to me, and you may not see that, but it is so important. That,
well,
you,
the thing, like, I love about you is that, like, when you invite like me over, just like people in general, you're like, you're hosting, doesn't matter how small it is, you're like, so I bought candy and snacks, and I have Michelob Ultras, and I'm like, this is why I love, because I'm the worst at that. So I'm literally like, host. I'll come over.
But you know what? And we had like this whole Galentine's planned, and one person was out of town, like totally fine. She always shows up, girl. I love you.
But, isn't you?
She always shows up. So this is the one time she was like, shit, guys, like, I really can't make it.
Yeah.
But it was just going to be you, because I think Sophia was she was doing a house tour or working or something, and it was just going to be you. And I still, even not knowing that Sophia was going to come,
she full-blown decorated, has roses. Like,
I was dipping strawberries in chocolate. Like, and then Sophia did come, so it turned out perfect. Yeah. But yeah, no, it was perfect.
But that's even the thing too. Like, when we're going to, like, even if we're going to sit on, you invite me over and if we're going to sit on the couch and like brain rot away, like,
yeah,
man, I love having friends, having a girlfriend, because it's honestly like, look, I've experienced both, like, romantic relationships and friendships, like sitting on the couch with a girlfriend. There's just something so special about, like, giggling and being like, oh my, and then turning to something, oh my God, I totally forgot to tell you about this. And then just
do often. Deep,
I know, I forgot to tell
you. But my thing is like, you can't, I've learned with you recently, because I feel like I haven't had a best friend in my adult life. And God, the last time I had like a best friend who I hung out with daily,
I know,
was in middle school. Like, it's crazy. And so the one thing that I've noticed with you is like, the time that we really build is when we're together. Like, we text like a motherfucker, but every time you're here, it's like, oh, I learned something new. Or like, oh, we got a little bit closer. I feel a little bit more comfortable. We can cuddle. Well, guys, we had so much to debrief this episode. So thanks for hanging around with us.
Happy Galentine's.
Yes, happy Galentine's. We love you guys so, so much.
And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, follow us on socials at See You Next Tuesday Pod with one T. And leave us 5 stars on Spotify. 5 stars only, please. Thank you. And DM us all your theories on Severance, new movies, TV shows that you're watching that you want us to watch.
And famously, we'll see you next Tuesday. Mwah.